On today's StoryCorps, we unveil a new theme, which you're hearing now, and also a different veteran story. In the 1970s, John Singer left the Army and changed his name to Fegula Ben Miriam. His friends Patrick Haggerty and Ronnie Gilboa remember him.
In Yiddish, Fegula means little bird, but it was a pejorative for effeminate men. And my friends introduced me to him. He was actually quite polite in his first meeting, but he wasn't famous for his politeness. He was famous for his directness.
Well, yeah, he didn't bull.
Yeah, and he wanted to agitate.
And he was good at it.
And he was very good at it. Fegula got a job working as a secretary in the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Well, you know, he had a dress that was navy blue, and he wore that dress everywhere.
So he was a secretary. Any bags or high heels?
Right. No, but I'm pretty sure he had a wallet on him somewhere. He made sure that dress was short enough to be disgraceful. It was like, this is who I am, and if it affronts you, that's too damn bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he soon became indispensable in that office. But Washington, D.C., mucky mucks, caught wind of the fact that there was an open homosexual, and they insisted that he be fired. He filed suit, and he ultimately won, and he set a precedent. I mean, he broke the bank on the Federal Civil Service not allowing homosexuals to work. He got a big fat settlement, and he spread it around because Fegula was one of the most gracious people. You know, he told me for decades, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be on this earth. This is an ugly place. The society that we lived in, compared to the society that he wished to build, were so far apart.
Mm-hmm.
It just broke his heart. He told me, I am here, so I'm going to set it right as much as I can.
He took risks that other people wouldn't dare.
Why he was unknown is a mystery, because he was really a power to be reckoned with for decades.
Patrick Haggerty and Ronnie Gilboa remembering their friend Fegula Ben Miriam, who died in 2000. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress.